How's it going, Tristan?
Pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Okay, so on Tuesday, we learned that the federal government would open up more water in the Gulf of Mexico to drilling. The federal waters offshore are divided up into this giant grid of squares, and the federal agency called the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM, oversees all those little properties. They're kind of like the landlord. And so they take bids on these properties like once or twice a year. This time around, they're going to make about 77 million acres available for lease coming up in March of 2018. And that's actually more than they've ever offered before in U.S. history.
So do they expect kind of a spike in drilling?
Well, probably not. Even though 77 million acres sounds like a lot, they actually offered up about 75 million earlier this year and only had bids on like 500,000 of those acres. So it's not like people are really just clawing at every little piece out there. I talked to Eric Smith over at the Tulane Energy Institute, and he said he expects a similar sort of tepid interest this time around, too. And he said that's probably for two reasons. One is this, that the price of oil is not good enough to really make it super worth it for a lot of these companies. And two, he says a lot of this land just isn't desirable. Lots of these companies have already mapped the ocean floor, and they probably just have no interest in a lot of what's currently available.
So also this week, there was a mayoral debate on coastal issues and urban flooding.
Yeah, so Judge Desiree Charbonnet and Councilwoman Latoya Cantrell talked about the state's master plan, the urban water plan, the future of the sewage and water board here in the city. It was kind of an interesting debate. They kind of agreed on a lot. What were some of your takeaways from it?
Yeah, they did agree a lot. But one issue where there was a little bit of contrast was on whether to sue oil companies over damage to coastal wetlands. Mayor Landrieu has been on the fence about whether he'll join several other coastal parishes in suing oil companies. But Charbonnet was clear. She said she would sue. Cantrell wasn't saying for sure, but she did say that the option is on the table.
And then in other news, you've got an interesting story coming out this weekend about whales in the Gulf. Oil companies have been using some seismic blasts to explore for oil, but that's thought to be harmful to whales. And so now there's this new movement to protect them. Tell me about this movement. What's going on here?
Yeah, so the Center for Biological Diversity wants Endangered Species Act protection for Cuvier's beaked whales. They're a small, shy whale. They're the deepest diving whale in the world. They can hold their breath for about 2 hours, but there's only about 70 of them left in the Gulf. In the whole Gulf. And the fact that they dive so deep makes them really vulnerable to these air gun blasts. The blasts can deafen the whales. They can cause internal bleeding and panic them, making them ascend too quickly, which gives them decompression sickness.
So this is like when we talk about the bends with scuba divers.
Right, yeah. At the same time as this effort to protect them, there is a proposal in Congress to actually make it easier to get permits for seismic exploration. So we'll keep following this and see how it plays out.
Cool. Well, Tristan Bowrick is a coastal reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thanks for talking.
Thanks a lot.